Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth. If you knew someone who could provide insight into a decision you need to make about your job, your future, your finances, would you ask for help? If you had a friend who could provide you legal insider information about the financial markets, your personal finances, would you ask for help? If you had a brother who knew how to help you in a specific situation with your spouse or children, would you ask for help? If you needed advice on something that might be embarrassing because of mistakes you made in the past, would you ask for help? If you knew this person, friend, or brother would never talk or gossip about your circumstances and would always give you the right answer, would you then ask them for help? Of course you would. Well, here's some great news. You got it. You have a friend and brother who can give you the right advice that you need in every problem you face. In fact, he has the answer to every question you can ever imagine.
And there are three scriptures we want you to ponder. First is Proverbs 18:13. Proverbs 18, verse 13 says, "He that answereth a matter before he heareth it, it is folly and shame unto him."
Here's a Brother Harold, Sister Bev translation of that verse.
There you go.
It's a sin to make a decision in ignorance when the facts are available.
That's true. And second, Proverbs 18, verse 24. Proverbs 18, 24 says, "A man that hath friends must show himself friendly, and there is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother."
This is one family. This is one family you belong to where there will never be a feud unless you're the one starting it.
There you go. The Message Bible translation of Proverbs 18, verse 24 says it this way: "Friends come and friends go, but a true friend sticks by you like family."
Hallelujah.
And third, God does not want you experience a lack of wisdom. He does not want you experiencing a lack of wisdom. That's why he gave us James 1:5. James 1:5 says, "If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given to him."
So here's the question. If you need to make a decision of any kind, why in the world wouldn't you ask, why wouldn't you ask God first before consulting anybody else? Honey, there are way too many believers who will take a full financial disclosure statement listing everything they owe and all they possess to a banker whom they may not really know, but would never discuss their personal finances with God, who knows it all, or the man of God, whom they do know and look to for their eternal well-being. I'll get it right in a minute.
But, you know, one of the things too, honey, is that sometimes, and I say sometimes, people don't want to wait on God to hear the answer. And that really is something we need to get over. You know, God does provide godly men and women to help us. They do. But far too many Christians don't think God will speak to them, or else they don't want to spend the time it takes to get that answer. And that answer will be life-changing.
Absolutely.
Now think on this scripture, Jeremiah 32:17. Jeremiah 32:17. This is one to remind God of when you're getting ready to pray, because really it'll sink down in your spirit. "Ah, Lord God, behold, you have made the heavens and the earth by your great power and outstretched arm. There is nothing too hard for you."
That last sentence says it all. There's nothing too hard for God? You know, I'd say the God of the universe has the ability to speak to us if we believe he will. If in our prayer time, God directs us to someone else, then we can know they can help. But in the meantime, it's not sanitary nor smart to put words in God's mouth. Listen for his direction and his only.
Amen.
God's instructions will never confuse us. The enemy may have the ability to put thoughts in our mind, but they are designed to bring confusion. God never creates confusion.
Galatians 5 verse 10 in the New Living Translation. I am trusting the Lord to keep you from believing false teachings. God will judge that person, whoever he is, who has been confusing you.
Now understand this. God will hold those who create confusion in your life accountable on Judgment Day. Don't you judge them. That's God's business.
And he may hold them accountable before Judgment Day.
That's true. If you're feeling confused and don't know what to do, then you need to spend more time with God until you have his peace on the subject, no matter how long it takes. Let's just say you got a choice. You can get God's opinion or the opinion of someone else who has a title at a financial institution. So who are you going to choose? And more importantly, who are you going to trust? Here's another question. Do you think if it comes to it, the banker is going to lean on the side that benefits the bank or you? The banker, well, the banker is going to be loyal to his bank or her bank. So it's only natural that even unintentionally, the banker will put the bank's interest above yours. Bottom line, ask God. In fact, you might want to say this out loud. Heavenly Father, I want you to be my closest advisor and friend. I know that you give the best advice, and your advice always benefits me. I know that I'm your primary concern from this day forward. I will always ask you about every decision I need to make.
Very well done. In James 4 verse 2, New Living Translation, yet you don't have what you want because you don't ask God for it.
There are so many things, honey.
Yes.
It could be said about the scriptures in this teaching. But our specific assignment on today's call is to provoke your thinking, to stir your spirit, to ask God for his wisdom in every decision you make.
Amen.
Your Jehovah Jireh is the perfect financial advisor. When he talks, you need to be listening. His counsel on investments, never wrong. In fact, his counsel in any and everything is always right. Just think about this. God is offering you, me, us. He's offering us the only kind of inside information that's legal and 100% accurate. Wow. The would-be destroyer of your destiny may raise his ugly head, but you have every power in the Word of God to thoroughly defeat him. Your brother Jesus Christ made an open display of him when he defeated him on the cross.
Hallelujah.
The right answers are there and available to you.
In Psalm 86, verses 5 through 7, starts out this way. Psalm 86, verse 5, in the day of my trouble, I will call upon thee, for thou wilt answer me. You know, there's no busy signal when you call out to God. No cell phone can drop. You know, when you call on him, you'll not get voicemail or be put on hold. When you call on God, he will answer you. Wait before him. Jeremiah 29, verses 12 through 14. Jeremiah 29, 12 through 14. And the Classic Amplified Bible says, "Then you will call upon me, and you will come and pray to me, and I will hear and heed you. Then you will seek me, inquire for, require me as a vital necessity, and find me when you search for me with all your heart. I will be found by you, says the Lord, and I will release you from captivity." If you're in captivity, you need to be seeking and searching the Lord and then trusting him that he's going to do it. And in James 1 verse 5, New Living Translation, it says, "If you don't know what you're doing, pray to the Father. He loves to help. You'll get his help and won't be condescended to when you ask for it." God, your God, the omnipotent one, loves to help you because he loves you. If you ask, you'll get his help. And one more thing, and you're going to love this. I love Jeremiah 29, verses 12 through 14 in the New Living Translation. It says, "In those days when you pray, I will listen. If you look for me wholeheartedly, you will find me. I will be found by you, says the Lord. I will end your captivity and restore your fortunes. I will gather you out of the nations where I sent you and will bring you home again to your own land."
Hallelujah. God will restore your fortunes. And as the Message Bible translation says, he'll turn things around for you. You can count on it. Wow. Let that soak in. God will turn things around for Rena. She can count on it. God will turn things around for Eileen. She can count on it. God will turn things around for Ray. He can count on it. One more. God can turn things around for Mona. She can count on it. Personalize that for you. Now, every time you need God, he's right there. He'll answer every question you have, and he will never indicate that you've asked him a dumb question.
Isn't that reassuring?
The only dumb decision that we'll ever make is not asking God for his advice. And the good news? His office hours are 24/7.
Hallelujah.
You never need an appointment. Give him a call today.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
And hallelujah.
If you've been blessed by the teaching, go to haroldherring.com. Up at the top where it says sow a seed, just ask God what seed he'd have you put in the ground. Do what he says. That's all we ever ask. Check out this week's 2-minute video. And until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Bye-bye.